My Bridge Radio, that is Overcome by Jeremy Camp. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me on your Wednesday. It is always good when Marilee Bradley is with us to share the insights and the wisdom that God has given her. And today is the day. Marilee is with us on The Conversation. Good morning, Marilee.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
So, Marilee, tell us, what's going to be our topic today? What's kind of been ruminating in your heart recently?
Yeah, so I was so excited to get to talk a little bit about women and friendships. I just have been feeling like, especially being a stay-at-home mom, can be extremely isolating. And I think being part of a body and a church is a great way to combat that if you're willing to invest.
So, you know, us guys are listening going, well, you women are pros at friendships, aren't you? What's there to talk about? You guys just kind of do it.
Yeah, it would seem that way, right? I mean, I think that's because we have such a great need for relationships, but that does not necessarily make them easy for us. I think that makes it even more weighty and complicated because we really desperately need for those things to work.
So what are some of the challenges of relationships with women? What are some of the things that tend to be barriers for women to enter into the relationships that their hearts cry for?
I've been thinking about this a lot, particularly when it comes to moms. I think that we have a real tendency to find our identity in our motherhood, especially if you're not going to a job and not getting those kind of pats on the back, then you're doing it for yourself in trying to do the best job you can as a mom. And I think when you make the particular way that you parent kind of the goal of your life or your identity, then it can be really hard to have relationships with other moms who may parent differently than you do. And I think that can end up isolating you if you feel like, well, we can only be friends with people who do things this exact same way that we are all doing them, whether that's homeschooling or if that's the particular way you discipline or how you handle sleep issues or feeding issues. All those things we can kind of make our identity, and they can separate us from other women.
Well, sister, it's definitely safe to say that as a guy, these are not things that I'm thinking about very often. So I'm really glad that you're joining the conversation today to talk about this very real issue and need that women have regarding relationships. And so I'm looking forward to hearing more of your thoughts in just a few moments.
My Bridge Radio, that is Shane and Shane with Faith to Believe. Gordon and Stan along with you this morning. Marilee Bradley from Lincoln is a regular guest with us on The Morning Conversation. She's joining us to have a conversation about women and friendships. Now, Marilee was just sharing how one thing that can make friendships difficult is if a woman decides that she can only be friends with someone who parents exactly like she does.
So, Marilee, when you say that, are you saying that women can tend to narrow their options or the field because they're narrowing so tightly what they want to call a friend because they want someone that's kind of parenting the way that they parent?
Yes. And, you know, let me be a little bit more blunt. Women can be really judgmental. We can. And there's no one that we're harder on than ourselves. And I think it's not always that we think we don't want to be friends with someone else because they do things differently, but because we perceive them as judging us because we're doing things differently.
Okay.
So I think it's that judgment piece that can really make it difficult to have a relationship with another woman if you think, man, her house is always clean and my house is never clean, you know, or she posts the most beautiful things on Instagram about the food they ate or where they vacationed. I'm never going to be that person. And so you isolate yourself from other people because you're worried about this judgment that might come on you because you guys do things differently.
Okay, now I'm rolling with you.
Good.
and I actually, as you say that, I've actually heard that quite a bit, honestly. I hear those insecurities, so kind of judgmental, but kind of insecurities of women, of comparing themselves to somebody else, and so shrinking back from a relationship that could be very, very rich, but they're shrinking back because they feel judged and or they feel just insecure if they approach that particular woman.
Right. The judgment may not be real at all. That's the thing, is that it may just totally be in our mind. And I see that a lot, too, between like stay-at-home moms and working moms, that a stay-at-home mom might feel like, well, what do I have to offer this woman who's working and, you know, she's got her own career and she's so important and here I am just stuck with my kids. And the working mom may feel that way about the stay-at-home mom that, you know, well, she may not respect me because I'm not choosing to be home with my kids all the time. And all of a sudden, then you can't have a relationship between two women that have the same heart for Jesus, that have a lot in common because they're worried about the judgment they'd get from each other.
We'll be continuing our conversation with Marilee in just about 20 minutes, so please stay with us. MyBridge Radio, that is the only name by Big Daddy Wee. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me this morning. On the conversation today, we're talking about women and friendships. Well, not Stan and I, as we don't have a lot of experience in that area. But our guest, Marilee Bradley, does, and she's joining us to share her insights from a woman's perspective.
So, Marilee, as we're talking about the friendships of women and the need of friendships, specifically in women and moms, we were just hitting on this whole dynamic of insecurities and feelings of being judged by another woman if they don't feel like they measure up to that particular woman. And so, as I hear that, Marilee, my question is, so how can a woman get over that? How do they navigate that and deal with that issue in their heart so that it's not a barrier to friendships?
Oh, man. I think there's an element of humility and risk-taking that you have to put yourself out there. You have to want friendships enough to say, you know what, maybe they will judge me. We'll figure that out. You know, we'll try, and we'll see what this relationship is like. And I know for some women that's really hard to put yourself in that position. But just to say, you know what, I'm going to go out to coffee with this person. I'm going to show up at this women's event and see how this goes and who I relate to, and just try, because I think we can be so isolated in our own homes and not get the mentoring we need, not get the relationships we need. And I think that especially puts a strain on our marriages when we're looking at them to fulfill all the relational needs that we have.
Yes, that is such a great point. And I want to expound on that thought in just a few moments. The idea that women might be putting strain on their marriage by isolating themselves from friendships.
MyBridge Radio, Toby Mack, Steal My Show. Thanks for spending some time on this Wednesday with Stan and me today. Marilee Bradley is a mom in Lincoln with four young children and a foster baby. She is joining us today to talk about the importance of women and friendships.
So, Marilee, as we're talking about the friendship of women here this morning, you just made a statement a few moments ago that I want to kind of expound on a little bit. You said if women don't enter into the friendships that they need, it's going to end up probably putting a lot of strain on their marriages. So talk about that. What is that dynamic?
I would illustrate it with a story from our own experience. And Brian and I used to be involved in a really small church, and I felt super lonely. And because of that, when Brian would come home from work, he might have been the only adult I talked to all day. So that is a lot to put on a man, to come home and have to, you know, discuss everything that I want to discuss and work out all the emotional needs of my heart and to be able to think through all the things I've been thinking through but didn't have anyone to talk about with. That was exhausting for him. You know, it was requiring him to fill a whole bunch of roles in my life. And we're at a different church at this point, and I have a little wider circle of friends. I think that's been a beautiful thing for Brian, that he can kind of relax, that some of those needs are being met by my friends. And that's been a beautiful thing. And allows him to just be my husband without having to fill all of those relational needs in my life.
See, Marilee, I think that is so huge, because whether it's said and we consciously say it and believe it, or whether we unconsciously believe it or act this way, especially on the front end of marriages, so often we think and we act like our spouse is supposed to be able to meet all our social, emotional needs. And it's just so not true, so not true, so not true. And I think you're right. I think there's a lot of stress on marriages too often, especially on the front end, until we get disillusioned and often just kind of give up trying. But that's a negative reason to not overlook for relationship with your spouse.
Right. And I see so much good in the way that I'm able to speak with my friends respectfully about my marriage, but to be able to acknowledge things that are struggles and hear them say, yep, us too.
So if you're in a marriage right now and your husband or wife is not meeting all your social, emotional needs, you are normal. You're
right.
Normal. That's healthy. And if you need to have to go out of your marriage to find same-sex relationships that are mutually fulfilling and take some of that stress off your marriage, it isn't because you have a problem with your marriage. It's because you're normal, and that's a very healthy thing to do.
Right. I feel like it's almost part of what we do to affair-proof our marriage, that I am getting those emotional needs met by my women friends, and so I'm not looking for it in inappropriate places. And the same thing for my husband, that he's got friendships with guys he can talk about even his struggles in marriage that help him keep on the right track, and it gives him some accountability. So I think it's an important gift that we give to our marriage to be able to have good friendships.
My Bridge Radio, Mandisa and Overcomer. Gordon and Stan with you on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us. Marilee Bradley from Lincoln is a regular guest with us on The Morning Conversation, and she's joining us right now to share a conversation about women and friendships.
So, Marilee, as we're talking about the friendships of women, is it just general when you think about friendships? Is it just general, or are there different kinds of friendships that you think women should pursue in order to kind of round out their relational world?
I think it's so important for women to have mentoring relationships, and I think that on both sides of the spectrum. I generally think of it as, man, I need someone to mentor me. I need an older woman who's farther down the line to really help me out and help me figure out what I'm doing with my kids, and am I handling this right, and she's got more experience, and I think I need that, but I also need to be looking for women who are behind me a little ways, who are having their first babies and all the anxiety that brings, for me to be able to invest in them a little bit and say, okay, do you feel okay about this? Do you know what you're doing? Do you need any help? I think we need to have both of those kind of relationships in our life.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Marilee, because over the years that I've known Christ and have talked to women, I hear so many times women wanting, longing to have a mentor in their life, and they can't find one. So talk to me about that.
I've got a theory on this, about why it's hard, and I think some of it has to do with the fact that we do not value wisdom and age in our culture. So I think it is hard, and it requires really searching that out to try and find that, and then if you can't find it, being able to do what you can to be a reader and a researcher and look for a pen pal, somebody
right,
that you could
right.
be emailing when you have
yeah.
those kinds of questions.
Yeah, and that's a big one right there, Marilee, because, you know, as a guy over the years and grappling with the same thing, and there seeming to be a low number of those who would consider themselves mentors.
Mm-hmm.
But just that thought I heard a number of years ago, that we can be mentored by the great men and women of faith through their writings, you know, and I think that is not to take away life on life, and that's irreplaceable, but there
right.
is a level of mentorship that we can get from the writings of godly men and women from the ages.
Right, and I am just struck with how much being mentored in any way requires humility, requires acknowledging that I don't have all the answers and I need something. And I think that's hard for us sometimes to admit, especially I think in a parenting culture that says, trust your instincts, you know better than anyone, then it's hard to say, I don't know what I'm doing here. Something is going wrong with this kid, with this situation in my marriage. It's hard to be that open and vulnerable with somebody, but it's so valuable to be able to do that. And you know, if it means you're needing to read the right books, then yeah, read the books. There's so much to learn from people that have wisdom and that have gone before us.
My Bridge Radio, how sweet the sound, that Citizen Way. Thanks for listening and joining Stan and me on this January 29th. Today we're visiting with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. We're having a conversation about women and the need for friendships and mentoring.
Marilee, a few moments ago you were talking about the need for humility and for women to be willing to admit that they have a need to be mentored. But, you know, I really feel like the greater struggle isn't for women or men to feel like they need, well, maybe men it is. But as I talk to women, I've not heard it be the biggest struggle that they struggle with realizing that they could use some mentorship. I think the bigger issue is women who don't feel qualified to mentor.
Right.
And so let's talk about that a little bit. Talk to the woman out there and talk to the men out there that need to know that they have something to offer that could make a difference in the life of another person.
I think if we could only mentor because we raised perfect kids, there would be no one to mentor. If we could only mentor because, you know, we have the perfect marriage or we've had this perfect walk with Christ, then who could do it? No one could do it. But that's not what the woman who is needing help is looking for. She's just literally looking for someone to say, I've been there. I get it. I have seen this. This has been hard. This is a struggle. This is how we made it through, or these are the mistakes I made in the process. If I could go back, this is what I do differently. It doesn't have to be because you've just had this perfect life that you're able to speak into the life of someone else. It's just literally having been there. And I think I'm seeing that even now. I mean, I think, well, I'm youngish, and my kids are really young. What do I have to offer anybody? But I think, you know what? I'm raising baby number 5. The woman who's on baby number 1 might have some questions. questions that I'm familiar with. Even if I don't have all the answers on all aspects of parenting, there's something I can talk about because I've been there. And I think that reaching out is so helpful and important as we're looking at women that may feel really lonely or isolated or confused and just need someone to literally listen to them. And I can think even we had a woman in our church who had had 7 kids, so she definitely had been there and all of that. And after we had Joel, I'd had a C-section, and it was really rough on my body. And she called me up and said, I'm coming over, and I'm going to sweep and mop your floors. You're not going to say anything about it. I'm just going to do it. And I think what a tangible way to speak Christ's love in this situation. And it didn't require her being a perfectly well-rounded human being in all aspects of life. It was just coming alongside and being a practical help.
So basically, Mary-Liz, as I hear you talk, it's just giving what you've been given.
Exactly. Yeah, and just being willing to invest. Just time, just care and prayer for somebody else. That means so much.
My Bridge Radio, Matt Maher with Lord, I Need You. So good to have you along with Stan and me this morning. And joining us on the morning conversation today is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln.
You know, Marilee, as we've kind of steered our conversation this morning to kind of mentoring relationships, I'll be 50 this year.
What?
Wow. I know. I will be 50 in actually in about a month and a half or so in March. But before that, before I found myself all of a sudden old, early in my Christian life, kind of the way as I think back how I started in the whole mentoring, investing in other people mode was I just looked for people that I could walk with in my journey, in my growth.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to memorize scripture, I'd find somebody, and it wasn't unusual for them to be a little bit younger at that point. Now it's a lot younger, but a little bit younger than me. But maybe they were the same. It didn't matter. I didn't even worry about that. I just looked around for people who I could take on the journey with me.
Right.
I wanted to read this book. I wanted to memorize this scripture. I wanted to work on this attitude in my heart or my marriage or my whatever it might be.
Right.
And I didn't worry about where they were in their journey, if they wanted to come with me. Along the way, I was growing, and God was doing things in my life I was sharing with them, and vice versa. So we both kind of sharpened each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of developed that as I got older, that gap got bigger. And so it was ending up, I was hearing them comment more about what I was investing in them. And I was like, oh, wow, I guess God's using me in this guy's life. But really, I think a great way to thinking about mentorship is just inviting someone along with you on your journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we get hung up on age, on this. I mean, it is older women teaching the younger women. That's what you want. But I think there's different kinds of older women. You know, there's women that have been walking with Jesus for years and years and years, and there's women who are new to the Christian faith. And there may not be an age gap there. You know, there may need to be some mentoring about the woman who's new in her faith by a woman who is her same age but has been doing this for a long time, or a woman who's younger than she has been doing this a long time. And I think of that in child-rearing topics, too, that I have friends of mine who have kids my same age that are a decade older than me, and I have friends who are younger than me but have kids older than mine. So it's not always going to be about, you know, this age gap or finding someone who's a generation or two older than you. It's about finding someone, if you need to be mentored, who maybe is a little bit farther down the line or who still remembers what it's like to be in the trenches and to have that community around you that gets where you're at, that knows where you're struggling, and that wants to be an encouragement.
This conversation will continue in moments here on MyBridge Radio.
MyBridge Radio, that's Josh Wilson pushing back the dark. Thanks for joining Stan and me this morning. Marilee Bradley from Lincoln is a regular guest with us on the Morning Conversation, and she's joining us today to have a conversation about women and friendships.
So Marilee, kind of put a bow on this for us this morning. We've been talking about friendships and the importance of friendships, specifically with women. So put a bow on it today, kind of wrap it all together and speak that word of truth to the woman that's listening this morning and to men as well about relationships and the importance of them.
Oh, I remember being lonely. I remember not having the friendships I desired, and I remember how that made me feel about myself. And that it made me feel like I was less of a woman, that I was somebody people wouldn't want to be friends with because I didn't have those relationships in my life. And that's not what Jesus says about me. And it required risk and reaching out and investing time in creating those relationships so that I get to be at a point now where I hear the words of Jesus from my friends that affirm who I am and what I'm doing in my parenting, in my marriage, in those friendships. I feel like that's what God wants to say to me. He so often uses the voices of my friends. So as scary as it is, as intimidating as it can be to reach out, to try to have those friendships, I think it is so beautifully worth it, and I think that's what God is asking us to do when he's asking us to be in community.
Well, Marilee, once again, we want to thank you for joining us today. Appreciate you being vulnerable about your life once again and sharing with us about friendships. And we do appreciate you being a friend of ours here on The Morning Conversation. Thanks. And thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you so much, guys.